out of that the last game, especially the final 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, as far as something to build on?
Yeah, just like we talked about after the game, just got to have to execute more, and it might be one play that might be the difference. It might be the first play of the game. It could be in the second quarter. It could be in the third quarter. Obviously, the last 8 minutes, that was just the situation we were in. We had to score and had to score fast. So hopefully build on that and then execute more when it gets to, especially when it gets to the red area, instead of settling for so many field goals.
Do you think, does the offense function better when there's that sense of urgency, kind of a nothing to lose type of mentality that you have to go out there with when you're down 14?
No, I don't think so. I think the game always just dictates how you're playing. I believe that. So obviously when there's 8 minutes to go and you're down 2 touchdowns, you need to score. So maybe the you're more prone to take a shot to Marquise and basically give him a chance to make an opportunity, which he did. And that got us down there really quick, and kind of similar to when we were playing the Rams and we hit a big one to Pierre to get it going. And I think sometimes that can spark something in the offense and just kind of get the energy going a little bit. But I think if anything, if we have to tell ourselves from the first play we're down 21-0, we have to do something that we can be able to do that from the get-go.
Can you do something? Can you take those shots? I mean, I know you want to, they got to be calculated risk.
Sure.
Can you take those shots in the first quarter?
I mean, if they're there, for sure. I think that's the one thing. You want to take them if they're there. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you turn the ball over early on when the game's not really dictating itself like that. So, we always have them in the game plan, and sometimes they present themselves and sometimes they don't. So it's just a matter of what the defense plays on a certain play and what we have called.
Where would you put the talent of this team? Are you kind of still discovering how good you are?
No, I think, I talked about it the other day. It's frustrating because we're losing these such close games. I know our record's 0-5, but I don't think we see ourselves as that type of team. I think we know how close we are, and it's just about going out and executing on all three phases of the ball, especially us. I can only really speak for the offense, but I know that our opportunities are there, and at some point we just have to take the bull by the horns and execute and take it on our own accord and just go out and do it. I think that's the one thing. I don't think we look at it like, where do we rank talent-wise? I don't look at it that way. I just think that I know what our record says it is, and that's all that matters, but I know how we feel as far as what we're capable of doing.
You guys rolling in the fourth quarter. Did they change something between the fourth quarter than your offensive possession in overtime?
No, I don't think so. I think, in that fourth quarter, like we talked about, you're kind of in, you got to score fast mode, and then all of a sudden now it's overtime. It's more like, you're playing a normal game, and I think, obviously the penalty didn't help us at all. You get the ball to midfield, and you have a 2nd and 20, and I know I mentioned it after the game, but we go to empty, and they bring a simulated pressure that we had to throw hot. We didn't have it picked up, and now you're in 3rd and 15. It's not a situation you want to be in. So, it was just one series, and unfortunately it didn't work out when we needed it to.
But by staying close in all these games, Brian, is it at least saving your guys' morale, too, so you don't have to worry about it?
Well, I think that's just, we know that we're so close. I mean, I think someone mentioned the first team to lose on the last play of the game since like the 94 Oilers 4 games in a row. So I think there's that, you can look at it as a positive or a negative. And I think obviously the negative, you look at our record and it's frustrating and it's disappointing. But I think you also look at, God, we're just this close. It's one play here, one play there, and it could be a different story. So I think you just keep trying to, trust the process, keep getting better, and eventually, like I said, one of these days it's going to go our way. We're going to make that one play. We're going to get that one stop, whatever it might be, whoever it is. Someone's going to make that one play, and it's going to turn the fortunes for the whole team.
Do you watch Kirk Cousins?
Not only if there's crossover, know what I mean? I think the game I watched them this year was L.A.
Okay.
They played the Rams, so it's usually like that as far as the league goes. If you're having a lot of crossover, you might see someone play the same guy a lot of times or whatever it might be. But that's really it. I mean, there's so much time-consuming this business that you're not really going to watch someone unless it's for your own purpose.
What does he do well just from the little you've seen?
Well, just knowing Kirk, I mean, he's very meticulous, mm-hmm. and he was always that way in college. And you can see it play out in his game now. And, he has a good feel for what he does in the game plan. And, obviously he can throw the ball really well. He always was able to do that. And he's been able to take advantage of his opportunities. And, he is where he is now.
How would you describe his presence at the line of scrimmage?
To be honest, I wasn't there when he played.
Okay.
So I wouldn't really know.
How important was that for George Kittle to have a big game, especially on that last drive? I think he fought catch on the last drive.
Yeah.
Fought to get across the goal line.
Yeah, I think, we talked about it before. We got a lot of young guys, but they earned their jobs here. They're here for a reason, and I think, especially the young guys have gotten better each and every week. So for George to have some big catches, a touchdown to basically tie the game up and give us a chance to go into overtime, you know, it was big. It's good for him. It's good to build confidence. And I think everybody just, everyone else around sees it and just says, you know, like, let's just keep working. You know what I mean? That's all we can do. We're not going to sit here and say, oh, we're 0-5. Let's can it for the rest of the year. We have a lot of pride in this room, a lot of guys who are willing to play till the end of every game. And when you have that, you know, good things are going
to
come.
What does he do well compared to some other guys you've played with?
Yeah, I think the thing about George, you know, that surprised me when you hear about a tight end from Iowa, you're thinking of, like, this big, you know, blocking tight end. And then he comes in and he has a lot of, you know, shiftiness to him, some good skill set. And, you know, so I think that was surprising. And then his football IQ and his awareness is, you can see it. It's there all the time. He knows when he has to break a certain way, or, you know, maybe he has to take a little bit longer or whatever it might be. So, you know, I've been impressed from the day you got here. And so for him to have a game like that now on a Sunday, come up with some big plays, I think it's huge for not only him but for our entire offense.
On that first drive of the game, you two couldn't connect in the end zone. Did you put that ball where you wanted to put it?
Yeah, it's tough. It's you know what it is? It's a route built in for an all-out blitz.
Right.
So I got to throw it before he breaks, and he's got to break for – and, you know, talk about it, how close we are. That might be a microcosm of our season. It's this much. So, you know, that's something that you just keep working on, and next time we get it, hopefully we hit it. And it's kind of one of those things that you just keep building and you just keep using the process. You know, that's probably the first time we've ever had that in a live situation. So now next time we got to hit it.
Yeah. You watch Kurt closely in college, I would presume, and he ended up being a fourth-round pick. Did you ever envision watching him in school that he would eventually become a high-level starter in the NFL?
Well, I always know that the one thing with Kirk was he was very focused and very intense on what he was doing, and you know, we spent 2 years together, and the first year there he was redshirting. Actually, Nick Foles was my backup that year. And then after that, Nick decided to transfer, and Kirk was my backup. And you could just see the IQ, the football IQ, how passionate he was about it. And, you know, so it doesn't surprise me at all. I know just from talking to him over the years, having the stuff that he had to deal with in Washington. And we actually, when I was in Houston the 1 year, we went up and practiced against the Redskins. And that was, Robert was still the starter. I remember talking to Kirk and just, you know, hang in there, man. You're going to get your shot. You've already had a few chances. And that was the year I think they ended up making him the starter. And the rest is history. So obviously really happy for him. He's a great guy, great person. First and foremost, that's the one thing that I'll always remember about him from our time in Michigan State was, you know, very religious, very humble guy, and always, you know, fun to be around.
A couple more, Brian.
Brian, on Sunday there was Larry had the interception, mm-hmm. and his pass interference, and it looked like they were just going to win the game. You can point to the other three games, similar moments, like it's kind of in control for one of the various reasons they didn't work out. Mm-hmm. I realize you always have to move on to the next week, but obviously, that's agonizing.
Yeah.
How much do you play some of those drives?
Well, you do. I mean, and then you have to move on. That's the nature of the league. You think about it for that whole night, a long flight back. The next morning you go over, or the next day you go over with your coaches. And then, you know, for me, once I go over the film with Kyle and the coaches, you got to move on. Like, I'm already looking to the next week. And, you know, so you take it, I guess, a 24-hour rule. You kind of take it in. You know, try to correct the mistakes that you can and then move on to the next week. You got to start watching the next team's defense. That's just the way it goes. I think you can't linger, even if it's a win, same thing. You can't sit there and say, oh, you know, I played great yesterday. We won the game. Same thing happens when we lose. Well, you learn from the mistakes and you move on, and that's the way I've always been able to do it, and that's how you have to in order to be able to, you know, stay on pace.
Any